Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Let's get on with the show. So Needy skirts by all of you. Brellin and Lyra, they disappear on deck. You don't see them. You're all kind of in this weird stairwell on the boat. What would you like to do?
I follow Needy up.
Okay.
I follow.
Okay. You see she's holding both of their hands, and they're kind of standing still. They don't really know. They're kind of in limbo. There's nothing for them to do yet other than wait.
Yeah, I'll head up.
Okay.
On deck.
I'll hobble on up there.
So really on deck, it's Lyra, Brellin, Nevi. You see Mykos. You see Sekizen and Narastel. They're in conversation. And then the four of you. After about 5 minutes, both Narastel and Sekizen will walk towards you. They're still talking the whole way as they approach.
And is it cordial or is it argument?
No, it's cordial. As they get closer, you do hear Narastel. He says, and I'm sorry again. And he doesn't have to say anymore, and Sekizen just says, it's water under the bridge. We're old enough friends that this shouldn't have bothered me. So. Now he turns to the four of you. This was an unexpected change. If you have issues, let it out now. Otherwise, they're going to leave and the kids are going to leave and we're going to get underway by nightfall.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I've kind of been wondering this for a while. Is sending to one of you going to compromise your ability to stay hidden from those that are after you?
Talking to Narstow?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, that's fine.
Do we have permission to send to Nevi periodically to check in on her?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. I look over at Bracken.
I'm just staring. I want to ask about that thing, but I don't know if Bracken would remember. Can I roll something to see if I remember?
Yeah, roll intelligence.
Oh god. Yeah, okay. Actually, no, we're gonna roll Percy for that one. Come on.
As you're doing that, you...
Oh, you son of a gun. Come on, come on.
The three of you see Narsal. He reaches in and he pulls out this... It's a sundial, basically. And so he looks... he's looking for something.
12.
Okay. Yeah, you would remember enough to ask.
Okay. I'm just kind of arms crossed. I've been glaring at him since he walked over. And I just kind of go, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You saw this the first day you met me. You knew what it was. Well, you knew where it was.
The necklace you're wearing. Yes, I can see it.
Did you see my brother attached to it?
Your brother's attached to it? I look at Kathra. Did you know this?
Insight, Jack. Is he telling the truth?
Son of a... What was your roll?
What do you think I rolled?
Oh.
Galen can see it.
Did that come with your gift?
The true sight there.
Or it's not true sight, that's ethereal sight.
Yeah, it so I gave up my eye. And in doing so, gained the ability to see into the ethereal plane. And when I look, I can see the necklace with a thin gold thread that is attached to a semi-translucent figure of someone that looks suspiciously like the form that they were in when I met them.
Okay. No, to answer your question, but I can see the necklace. But I didn't know that.
I just nod.
It's not beyond my ability, but I wasn't looking.
Right.
And you see him, he puts his hands over his eyes, and when he brings his hands down, his face kind of morphs into it's like he's dropping his form, his human form. And so you, like, just the four of you plus Sekazin, they've kind of like created a barrier.
Screen.
Yeah. And you see this draconic snout, and you see the eyes, and you watch it happen in real time, and the eyes separate, and they go wide. And he turns his head to the left or to the right, and you see his eyelids, and they blink, but you see like four eyelids blink at the same time, and he like it's like the. It's like a shutter on a camera. And one finally stops. He says, "I see him now. He's there."
"I'm aware.
I didn't know he was the day I saw that necklace."
"Choosing to believe you."
"I have no reason to lie to you, Bracken."
"I've heard that before."
"Galen, you gonna stay? Are you gonna leave?"
"I made a commitment to protect."
"I don't care about that."
"I don't break my word."
"Well, I don't trust you to have my back."
"I have no beef with you. What beef I have with him does not extend to you. If you have a beef with me and you don't trust me,
I don't.
I will leave. But that's your call. I made a commitment, and unless I am released from that commitment, I will follow through."
"How do I know that?"
"Because you've been with me for 3 months now, and I have never once betrayed you."
"But if you can't take orders from the one who's actually giving orders and trust them,
giving orders.
He's the one that sent us on this."
"Yeah.
You gonna take my orders?"
"Yeah."
"Without question."
"When was the last time I questioned your orders?"
"I'm just making sure."
"I'm in this because I made a commitment. If you don't trust me, then we end this now. If you're willing to trust me, the fact that I've not ever broken my word to you, then we can move on."
"So you expect that of me, but not of other people?"
"So you're upset that I have a beef with the man, the one you love?"
"No, I have a problem with you being so disrespectful to someone in authority over you."
"He's not
an excuse me."
"All right. You want to talk about disrespect? He held me against my will. He forced something on me saying, 'Trust me.' and then he won't have the balls to apologize.
If he there is nothing to apologize to you for. If you're too much of a baby to just sit and listen to something.
No, he said, take this, drink this tea. I drank the tea, had a weird experience. It was basically he drugged me. And then he showed me his true form without saying, hey, I want to show you something. He just said, trust me. With no relationship with him at all.
So you're basically a 10-year-old girl who's bitching about stuff.
No, I am someone who has free will. And when I have my will robbed of me, I don't take it well.
Then you should have walked away 3 months ago.
I almost did. But that guy that died, you know, the one that had his heart ripped out?
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, I know my brother can be a bit of a jerk, but because you have a relationship with me and you trust me, I'm asking you to do this. And so I said, okay, Halleck, for you, for the relationship, for the trust that we have.
So your loyalty's now to a dead guy and I'm supposed to trust
no,
that.
No, my loyalty is to my word. Not to a dead guy. I came on this because someone that I trusted, that I had a relationship with, said, please excuse my friend or my brother. And still do this. And I said, okay. Before I signed anything, before I had made a commitment, I said, I will trust you, friend, person that I know. Even though person that I didn't know royally pissed me off. I said, I'll do this. I will make that commitment. If you don't trust that commitment from the guy who could have walked away, who I'm pretty sure your friend here thought I had walked away for good. I'd look at Narsta. Is that accurate?
I thought you might.
Right? I didn't. And I came back and I made a commitment. Based on a relationship that I had. And in the past couple months, I've been building relationships with you four, or you three, and the weird people that also joined in randomly. If that relationship doesn't mean anything to you, that's fine. But don't question my commitment to my word when I've never given you any, other than having a disagreement with him, any reason to doubt that.
I just want to make sure we're clear.
We're clear.
Good.
I'm here to protect people that I committed to protect. If those people don't want my protection, so be it.
Just checking.
Before this goes any further, Galen, for what it's worth, I am sorry.
I appreciate that.
Things spiraled out of control. I could have made amends, but I didn't. So that's on me. Are we good?
We're good.
Navy is safe. The four of you have your task. Now, Bracken, I know you never signed the contract, but I'm still willing to uphold my end. And I meant what I said earlier about your brother. If I can get him back, do you want me to? No strings attached.
Apologies, Narstel, but I've heard that before.
Then let someone prove it to you.
We'll see.
Real quick, while we're talking about things that are connected to people and things that are somewhat odd, shall we say, in the ethereal plane, Dindal.
My eyes get real big.
that dagger?
Yeah.
How about we let our friend with the interesting eye movement thing focus his eyes on that real quick, because I've got some questions about that I would love to see if he has answers to.
Good point, yeah. I pull it out.
We got to be quick on this. And he does the same thing. His draconic form, at least in his face, comes back.
So I kind of like hold it towards him. And then I do the thing where I like drop it and see if it comes back into my hands.
It does. He says, that, it's a little more dangerous. What did you get into, Professor?
I was approached by Loki. Told me to kill one of his brothers. I never said yes, but I never said no. When I woke up, this was on my pillow, and I touched it. Somehow I've been bonded to it.
And it doesn't feel good if you touch it.
Take your shirt off. I know. I need to see how far the magical tie goes.
Can you guys like turn around or something? So I'll unbutton my shirt and like disrobe it, I guess.
Okay. So you're standing there bare
chested. It's like a 10-year-old vegetarian.
That's so specific.
Oddly enough, you've got a tattoo on your right pec. This is Penelope.
No, that is not canon. That is not canon.
Ew.
It's disgusting. Half canon.
Ew. Disgusting.
But I know that thing is wrapped around your heart.
So I was right when I said it was eating my soul, huh?
Less eating your soul, and
is it the kind of thing where if I try and get rid of it, it's going to kill me?
Not if I help Catherine get it out. We gotta do this quick because we got company coming.
What do you mean?
Company? I mean to get.
Oh,
to get
got
them.
It. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Galen.
Yep.
Will you hold Dindal down? And he needs to be restrained because this is going to hurt like hell.
Down or up?
Well, he's going to soil himself either way. It doesn't really matter.
I go behind Dindal. I kick his feet out from under him and drop him down to where I'm sitting. I wrap my legs over his legs, and I put him in a full Nelson, holding his arms back, and I say, "Okay, go."
I take my belt off and I like overlap the leather, and I give
Thank
it to
you.
Him to put
Thank
his mouth.
You.
He says, "Catherine, this is gonna bounce back. You're gonna feel a lot of this.
Okay.
I'll take as much as I can. Dindal, I'm sorry." This is going to hurt.
Am I rolling anything?
No. Okay. No, because you're automatically going to fail the save.
Oh!
I'm not even going to ask. So, Kathra, you're the only one that sees this. You see his hand begin to vibrate.
Oh, gosh.
And he will, like, to the point it looks like his hand begins to go invisible from the fingertips. He will reach inside of your chest, and you start to hear this audible scream coming from Narastel. And immediately you begin to feel it. You're going to take 4d10 fire damage.
Okay.
As the bounce back.
Do you want me to roll it?
No. Yeah, roll. Go ahead and roll how much damage you actually take. So you don't see what's happening other because you go blind with just pain. You to the point that you pass out. You go unconscious. You do soil yourself. Sorry.
Sorry, Gail.
It's not the first time he's had poop on him. He worked with animals.
How much damage did you take, Catherine?
I took 22 points
okay. Of
damage.
So, Galen, sorry, I should have asked this on the front end. Do you look at what's happening while, like, with your ethereal sight?
Yeah, I'll activate that since I may as well.
Okay, so what you see is you see his hand. You don't see his hand change. You just see where she sees his hand go invisible. You see his hand stay the same, and he presses his hand into Dindal's chest. He grabs Dindal's heart, and he slips his hand between the tendrils, and he begins to twist, and he begins to wrap the threads of that dagger around his own hand. And he pulls. When he yanks out, that's when Dindal passes out. You see the motion stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him, he's got, it looks like a piece of razor wire has torn from his fingertips to his elbow. Like, just lacerated his arm. And in his hand, he has the dagger.
Oh.
And he drops the dagger on the deck. And he, like, it's enough that it, like, staggers him and he goes to his knees.
Are you okay?
I will be.
What do we do with it?
Somebody have a bag of holding. Or a haversack. Something.
I do.
Make sure it's empty.
Okay. I transfer everything.
Okay.
I don't think I'm doing anything right now.
So with his good arm, he takes and he scoops the thing in there. And you see him, he walks over to the side of the boat and he just drops it overboard. That's where that shit belongs.
We'll see how long it stays there.
Can he find it?
No, I cut the tie.
Okay. I'm gonna go to Dindal.
Yeah.
And just kneel next to him. There's not any physical damage, is there?
No.
I will kind of let him lay him down on the deck.
You lay him down, he kind of rolls on his side.
Yeah, I roll him to the rescue position so he doesn't aspirate on anything.
And I try to wake him up. Dindal?
You wake up. You've got a massive headache. And for all intents and purposes, your exhaustion is back.
Son of a gun.
Just one level of exhaustion.
Ow.
It has not been your day.
It's the worst day ever. Oh, my head hurts. What happened?
I tore it out.
Is the dagger gone?
Yep, it's at the bottom of the ocean. We'll be soon.
And whatever tied it to...
I ripped it out.
So, what's his name? No. Loki?
Loki.
he can't find it? Can't find us? It's not.
No. Okay. The magic holding the dagger to you, that's what I severed.
My head hurts. Can I go back to bed?
Yeah, you can.
You gave me a necklace for anti-scrying stuff, didn't you? Like forever ago?
I gave you a ring of mind shielding. You gave me a ring of
mind shielding? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the ring off and give it to you.
Okay.
You need this a bit more than I do right now.
Thanks.
I'm going to walk over to Naristel. I'm going to extend my hand. I'm going to say that means more than the words you spoke.
Do you have an axe?
Not currently.
Sekizen, do you have an axe? Yeah, we've got one. I'm gonna need it. And he says, this arm is ruined now. Galen. And he says, here at the elbow. Because it's ruined up to here.
Yeah.
Ruined up just below the elbow. He says, I need you to take it off. There's no amount of magic that will heal that.
All right.
This is going to transfer to my draconic form, but it's worth it. And so, Dindal, when you woke up, you spit the belt out of your mouth. So he walks over and he grabs the belt.
Do we need to back up?
No. Just hide Needy, I guess. And you look over and Brelin and Lyra have taken her to the other end of the boat. Mm-hmm. And so Sekizen comes back with this double-bladed axe and he hands it to you. Well, rather you swing it than me.
I think it'll be better at least.
Yeah. And
I kind of put my hand on Cather's shoulder.
I'd lead him over to the rail, have him kneel next to the rail, stretch his arm out on the rail.
Yep.
And I will take take aim. And then I will go like I'm chopping wood back for the fane.
Okay.
And go for the arm.
Go into your rage. Yeah. And roll with advantage, please.
Please don't miss.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I kind of try to angle Cathra away if she'll let me to like not watch this.
Yeah, I kind of hide.
But I just grab her shoulder or hand.
Advantage, I'm assuming it's plus my normal.
Yeah.
It's a 24.
Yeah. It's a clean blow. And faster than you expect, he reaches out with his other hand, as much pain as he's in, reaches out with the other hand and grabs the limb. And he says, we have to bury this.
I will real quick reach into my bag of holding and say, it's not much, but I pull out a potion of healing that I have and I just pour it in his mouth because he's holding his hand with his other hand.
Yeah. And he takes the, like, so you like hold, he's holding his own hand and he says, can you?
I'll pour it on the...
Tourniquet this?
Yeah, I'll...
Here, I can.
Thank you.
So I walk over and bandage and tourniquet.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not where I saw the day going, but it's worth it. Okay, And he goes to like do something with two hands. He's like, that's gonna take getting used to.
Are you safe to like? Are you okay? I mean, that hurt me.
Yeah, you also take an additional 6 points of damage.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'll be fine. I've had worse. Balthazar should be here any minute. And so, for the second time today, a large draconic form overtakes the vessel.
I quickly prestidigitation myself so I'm not soiled anymore.
Thank you.
Can you help me out a little bit?
Yeah, I got you, bud. There you go. And I sit back down.
And where Naristel is this pearlescent dragon, Balthazar is a gold dragon. And the sun reflects off of his scales, and it almost hurts to look. But he does the same thing Naristel did. He drops his form, he drops into the water, and gets a ladder. Or somebody tosses him a ladder. So he climbs up on deck, and he says, well, he looks at Naristel, he says, that's a story you're going to tell me later. And he says, where's the three I'm taking back with me? And he points to the other end of the vessel. He says, they're down there. Naristel says, any final goodbyes? No. Okay. Balthazar, thank you. They're ready to go. He says, all right. And he points at you, Dino. He says, Dino, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Sorry it's not under better circumstances.
Me too. Yeah, I'll get them out of here. So he walks to the other end of the vessel, and you see...
Right before he gets to them, Bracken kind of stumbles, goes, wait, and sprints to Brelin and just wraps him in a giant hug.
Okay.
And I'm just crying. And just kind of holding him for a minute.
So he finally lets you down.
Do not make me have to bury you again, Brennan Wild.
You won't.
I may just have to kill you myself.
I'd expect nothing less.
Keep each other safe.
We will. If you meet Aerodir, tell him I said hello.
If I'm being honest, I might have some other words for him, but I'll see if I remember hello.
He'll understand. And he can take the rage.
He'll have to.
I love you.
I love you. And I walk back.
And you hear Balthazar's instruction to them. Take my hands. We're going to teleport. And so they will teleport away. So now Brelin, Nevi, and Lyra are gone. You make your way back to the others.
Bracken immediately goes below deck.
Oh, okay.
I start walking towards them, and then the second they're gone, I turn and head below deck.
Okay. So... it's at this point Naristel looks to the three of you and says, the storm giants and the druids will be here soon. We need to clear as much space on deck for them as possible. The storm giants will have enchantments to be able to fit on the ship, but it's going to be crowded. Do you have any heal? I feel selfish asking. Can you heal any of this, please?
Yeah, as long as it works.
It should.
Okay.
And you see me, there's whole body shivers. He's in shock.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to him. And I'm going to put my hands on his face. And I'm going to lean.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull him down. So he's leaning forehead to forehead with me.
Yep.
And I'm going to Hit him with my dragon mark.
Okay. Remind me what that does again. Sorry,
it's been it's the dragon mark cure wounds.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the special cure wounds.
Okay. So he takes it all.
Okay.
It drains your resources to heal him back. The amount of you're surprised at the amount of damage he took.
Mm-hmm.
Like even in the Shadowfell pirates when you guys were fighting them, like even the amount of damage or the amount of healing you dealt in that, this far exceeds.
Or the prince, wasn't it the prince that I healed a lot?
Yeah. And so, like, you're tapped out.
And so when I get done, because I'm also pretty hurt, mm-hmm. I kind of drop because it has just taxed me so much.
Yeah. And Mykos will approach you, and she hands you a large vial. We're like the regular healing potions that you guys kind of carry around. They're like red in color. This is blue. And it's about three times the size. And she says, here, it's a superior potion.
I'll take it. Are you and I'll look at Narastel. And are you sure you don't need this more? I'm just going to be here.
I'm okay. I'm good now.
Okay. So I will take it.
Okay. And you will regain full health.
Okay.
So, several hours go by. Unless you guys want to say anything else.
I just wanted to say, like, kind of go up to Narastel and kind of, like, holding my head. I guess thanks are in order. Didn't expect that. Didn't know where that was gonna lead, but thank you for sacrificing your arm for me. That's not something I expected, but I appreciate it. I feel like I wasn't the one that needed you to prove anything to.
No.
You still did it, so.
No.
Thank you.
You know the expression, two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a minimal sacrifice on my part.
If you say so, well, appreciate it.
And he'll, as you're standing there with him, Bracken has still not appeared on deck. And he says, Bracken is making the far greater sacrifice.
I think so.
Losing both Nevi and the brother.
Yeah. Is there... When you saw the brother, was he on the ethereal plane? Or is he in some other realm?
I think he is on the ethereal plane, but I don't know that for certain.
Okay. It's good to know. Well, see ya. I'm gonna go talk to Bracken. And I'll turn around and hobble off.
Okay. So while you hobble off downstairs, and we'll come back to that in a minute. Galen, you and... Catherine, do you help at all? Do you help clear the deck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the two of you, plus a few of the monks at this point, come up. And you guys have cleared... You've cleared the deck between the two masts of the ship. It's about this time that the sun begins to set. And Narsil says, they'll be here soon. You may want to get the other... Go ahead and get the kids. This whole process won't take very long.
Okay.
So, Catherine, while you're getting children, Nidal, you go downstairs... You looking specifically for Bracken?
Yeah.
Okay. Bracken, are you hiding?
No.
Okay. Where have you gone?
Probably in the room, unless there's a big open space below deck that I can go.
You can go down into the bilge. It's it reeks, but it's a lot like your cistern at home.
Is it like an open space though?
Yeah.
Like, is there anyone down here?
No.
Cool. The closer you get to that, you just hear just screaming and just the thunking of something against wood. Or every now and then you'll hear just like an angry scream, and then something hitting it wood.
Do I roll for it or
no? You find them.
Yeah, I'm not being subtle. When you walk in, you see Bracken just like chucking daggers at the wall.
I will say, in the bilge, you have to like, you can't stand all the way up. You have to sit down.
That's fine.
I'll kind of like crawl, and I'll make my presence known. Hey.
I throw until I'm out.
Do you have a dagger of returning? Sorry.
I think
you do.
One of them is. I think the vampiric one is.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll finally throw that one, and I just keep throwing it every time it comes back.
I have something for you.
I kind of pause. I don't look at you. I'm just staring straight ahead, just like tears.
I know you probably feel like you lost a brother today. But I asked Narastel, and he says that he thinks Prakash is in the ethereal plane. I have a potion of oil of etherealness. Do you want to see Prakash?
What do you mean?
And I pull it out and I say, this would maybe let you see him for a little bit. Maybe get some answers.
Like, just see him like Aelin does. We'll talk to him.
I don't know. I can't answer that with an ounce of certainty, but maybe. Maybe you could find out where he is, what happened to him. Maybe this will help you get some answers so we can get on the right track and find him.
I'm just kind of staring at it in your hand for a second. Yes. And I take it from you. Do I just take this?
You...
I'm just there.
No, you don't drink it. You have to apply it to your body. And then you can go to the ethereal plane. And maybe see your brother?
Thank you. Dindal. I don't think I want to be in the bilge for this. I think we're going to go to our room.
Yeah. You're
welcome to join if you want, I suppose. I don't know what you'll see or what it'll be like on your end. But I think if I don't do this now, I never will.
Yeah, if you want me to, I'll go with you. If you want to do this by yourself, I understand.
Will you just wait outside the door?
Of course.
And I'm gonna make my way back to our room.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, I'm
Bracken,
gonna...
you go back to the room.
Uh-huh.
With... you have... so the Dynol, you would have explained to them how the potion works. You're supposed to apply it to yourself. It takes 10 minutes to apply head to toe. Okay. When you do this, you gain the effects of the etherealness spell. Etherealness, it lasts for 8 hours. Okay. If you didn't already have 6 or 12 points of inspiration, how many do you have?
You have a million.
I gave you another one.
You have unlimited now,
so
actually.
I'm going to transfer one to Bracken.
There you go.
Oh, God.
So, Bracken, you have a DM inspiration because that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
I love it when I, as the DM, can be surprised.
Yes.
Yeah, so I apply the oil.
Okay. So 10 minutes go by, you apply the oil. You apply the oil, and Bracken, for you, it almost feels like there's no change, other than you're like a little slick. I will say, at the last minute, Dindal like glances in the room, and the closest analogy I can make is when in Harry Potter, when they throw the invisibility cloak over, you just like see them vanish, and you're like, what?
Oh no.
So. You look, and in the corner of the room is your twin brother. He's got his foot up, kicked up against, he's leaning against the wall. Hey, Bracken.
I just kind of cover my face for a second. Brack.
Hi. Come here.
I run over to him.
Hey, kid.
I'm 10 minutes older than you.
I know. I know you are. It's been too long.
And I kind of lean back and I smack him. I'm like, have you been here this whole time?
Unfortunately, yes. kidding aside, yes, I've been here the whole time. I heard it all. I see it all.
It was quite a show those two gave upstairs, huh?
It was. I love you.
Why haven't we been able to find you?
I'm hiding.
Why?
Because I made an agreement with some very bad people. And they were going to kill me.
Who?
Hyperion. But there's more to Hyperion than you know.
Care to enlighten me? I have 8 hours.
Yeah. You don't have any food with you, do you?
Do I look like I brought food
with
me?
I know. There was the girl...
I'm sorry. You've been dead for several years. I didn't think you needed to eat.
There was the girl with the peaches, and I was like, gosh, I want a peach. But okay, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. I didn't think you could ingest food. I didn't think that was a problem I was going to have. I didn't think I'd see you today. So I'm sorry if I didn't think about bringing you snacks in your endless pit of a stomach.
And he's laughing. God, I've missed you. It's really quiet here. It's just, I mean, it feels like I'm eavesdropping on everything.
I mean, is that any different from before?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. We'll have to catch you up on. Do you want to go up on deck where the view's nicer?
Sure.
Okay. How about the crow's nest, actually? Mm-hmm. Let's go there.
You always did like being high up.
I still do.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
When you were kicking around with Egan, that was awesome. Whatever happened to him?
He is still on his other ship, as far as I know.
No, he got off in a Krannus with you guys.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. I just.
Does it look like he's anywhere around?
He is not. Okay. Well, then good point.
I thought you'd be perceptive enough to realize he's probably not here.
Okay. You and your smart mouth.
You missed me.
I did. I really, really did. So, the two of you will ascend to the crow's nest. So just to set the scene, what you see when you walk up is Kathra and Galen have gathered the children on the deck. They're waiting there with Noricel and Sakazin and some of the other monks. As sun sets, and you hear this, there's this splitting of the mast.
Mm-hmm.
And It's not the mast that you guys go up to get to the crow's nest. Mm-hmm. So you see the mast split, and out of the mast walk four individuals. Two are human in size and shape. The other two are quite taller, about 11 and a half feet tall apiece. You hear bits and pieces of that conversation. Mm-hmm. Storm giants. The other two are storm giants. Two are arch druids. One of the monks says, "I didn't know you could travel. I didn't know you could transport via plants on not a dead tree." He's like, "When you get to be our level, all trees are gateways, dead or alive." And so that's why they're able to use the mast to do transport via plants. Sidebar. I know that's not how the spell works.
It's fun, though.
But it is fun. It's a twist. Because
I said so. So don't at us, guys.
Daniel.
I wasn't going to say anything. I knew it was a narrative thing. We're going to let it slide this time.
That is some bullshit. I was going to get it on Monday.
No, I just figured they used speak with dead first, and speak with dead, speak with plants, and talk to the furniture. I broke the DM.
Okay, sorry. So, you and Brakesh climb the mast, and you see below you. They gather the kids. The kids say goodbye to the two of you, and within about 10 minutes, they come and they leave. Mm-hmm. And so left on deck is Kathra and Kaelin, Naristel, Sekizen. Mm-hmm. What's the other? I'm blanking on Mykos. You see Naristel and Kathra embrace. I know, right? Yeah. I will say he kisses her on the forehead. Yeah. And
gives her a one-armed hug.
Yeah, gives her a one-armed hug.
Arm and a half.
Arm and a half.
Arm and a half. There you go.
Too soon.
And he
it's fine.
He climbs to the opposite mast. Mm. And you guys hear Kathra say, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I gotta get some height." And so he swan dives off the mast. Nice. In like draconic formed.
That's cool.
And you don't hear the rest of the conversation between them that happened down low. Brakesh just goes, "What have you gotten into? This is weird."
Do you believe me if I said it's all your fault?
Honestly, yeah, probably. That feels like it tracks a ton, to be honest.
For the last couple of years, my only, well, maybe not my only goal, but one of the goals I've been working for is to get the two of you back. And apparently, that is very expensive to do. That one that just flew off. It was him or one of his brothers. I don't remember, but one of them promised me a lot of coin.
The Caves of Platinum. I heard. I was when he offered it, I was like, "Take the money, Bracken. Take it."
Believe me, my plan was to do so. Is to do so.
You're gonna cut and run?
I don't know. I was going to.
What changed?
I don't know. For one, got Brelan back. And he is a completely different person than the one we burned.
He's not even the person we burned.
He's not even the person we burned. I don't even know who this person is, and I was so caught in the boy I lost, I didn't even spend the time to learn this new person. Then now he's gone again, doing something that he is far better at than I would be. And
being a parent?
Hey. Yes, because I did that so well.
Stop. You were fine. Okay.
Anyways, I don't know. He has this whole life outside of this, outside of me, and I was never a part of it, and that's not a can of worms we're opening today, but I don't know. Makes me wonder if, I mean, if bringing him back, or even you, is the right thing to do anymore. He seems happy enough. You seem bored out of your mind, but...
Oh, well...
Safe,
I mean, least. I at least get to see the world with you.
Well, barely.
Yeah. I mean, I see it. It's in black and white, but... Hmm. And that is a big thing you notice. Like, yeah, this world is...
Just gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've... Have you been with me this whole time since I met Loki?
From the day he gave you the necklace.
So you've seen everything.
Hmm.
I'm sorry for the things I did in your name.
You shouldn't be. I would have done the same thing.
Doesn't make it okay, Prakash.
I know. You put too much on yourself.
And you wouldn't if our roles were reversed?
No.
Mm.
Well, I mean, okay. Fine. I would.
Can you blame me?
No. And I know you would tell me the same thing if you were here and I was there.
An endless cycle of hypocrisy we find ourselves in.
What do you think siblings are for?
At least you haven't changed much.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But I've aged with you.
Unfortunately, I was hoping to be like a couple years older than you. That'd be really cool. But still technically twins.
You can still hold the 10 minutes over my head.
Oh, I absolutely will. I can still grow, so I'm going to be taller than you forever.
Listen.
I'm listening. More ears.
That'd be gross. ears are the worst. Speaking of ears, Dindal, you seen his ears? Why is he saying he's human? He's not. I've seen the pointy, ears.
Leave him be. Let him have his persona.
Okay.
I mean, it is, but it's not much different from me having a different face. I mean, it is, but not really.
You got new faces from the ones that I knew.
I've learned a couple. Haven't used this one in a while.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, since we were kids.
Yeah. Let me ask. How's Marina? Now, Marina, roll a history check.
Hello? Natural 20.
Okay.
Plus stuff, but...
So, Marina, she was a...
A fling?
Yeah. Yeah, she was a fling. She was a couple years older than him.
Of course she was.
She was a prostitute. But...
Prakash had this fling, or
yeah.
Right, that's fair. That's a fair
honestly
question.
Valid.
I don't know.
And I respect it.
No, she was a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was keen on her.
I'm gonna be honest, Brack. I haven't seen her since, you know.
I know the fire. It's fine. I just wanted.
As far as I know, she's probably still in the city, but I don't. I mean, you saw when everything happened. I kind of went off the rails. Didn't exactly keep any bridges unburned.
Yeah, I know. So, do you want me to spill all the tea, or just like some of the tea? Because he's kind of been like not addressing it yet.
I want to know about Aperion.
Yeah. So, after Brelin died, didn't die. After he died, to that point, I had just been an errand boy. I was doing my other jobs, the pickpocketing, the, you know, the scamming, all of it. I was never as good as you. Don't rub it in, it's fine.
I didn't say nothing.
I literally can hear you thinking. But your birthday was coming up. Our birthday was coming up. And I wanted to get you something. So, and I knew he was the head of Blackwatch. So I went and I made an offer. Or I asked him if he would let me do something. Small potatoes, no big deal. I literally was going to be lookout for a crew. They were going to turn over this gnome's house. Wasn't a big deal. I just needed to look out for city guards. No city guards came, but one of the guys, he broke his leg getting out of the window. Well, Hyperion turned it around on me. Said it was my fault. Said I owed him for the labor lost. Well, one thing led to another, and soon I'm 1,200 platinum in the hole with him. But it gets worse from there.
I knew about the debt because he's after me for it. What else did you do?
I found out something I shouldn't know.
What? It's not like he can get you from here.
He's more than what he says he is. He's not just the head of Blackwatch.
What is he?
He's the head of all of them.
What do you mean, all of them?
Blackwatch, Gilded Edge, Ravensguard. Forget the other one. All of the organizations. He's the head of all of them. But there's somebody above him who you met.
Is it Key?
No. Key works for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me.
You watched him die. Before you left Estricus.
Are you talking about Kryn? The man we watched the king behead?
Kryn's the head of all of it.
You mean was, right?
I don't know.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
You watched him die, the same as the rest of us.
Yeah, but did you hear what he said? No, you didn't. Of course you didn't hear what he said. You were in the box.
What did he say, Prakash?
He said, "Dad, don't."
Are you 100%? We got this years ago. Are you, Prakash Wilde? Are you 100% sure?
I was on stage. What I know is this: Hyperion is in league with Eric Stonespear. The missing brother. Valentine was the patsy. Because what you didn't see. So, okay. You guys return from Whitland's prison. You guys got back that night after you... So, Valentine bails. Catherine heals the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine heals Eric. Valentine bails. Valentine bails when Eric starts saying, "Hollow eyes for the hollow sun, hollow eyes for the hollow sun." He bails. So when you guys got to Whitland's prison,
that was
Valentine that killed Kryn, or not killed, but hurt.
Captured Kryn. Yeah, that's who we were there with.
Yeah. So you guys, I was there too. I was, of course, I'm with you the whole time. So we all get back to the castle. You guys, I know you guys were all pissed. Corandric, you weren't mad at him, but you were mad that his name was evoked in all of this, right?
Yes, it was ridiculous.
So I do what I do. I snuck around. They can't catch me. But I went down to the dungeon that night. And who should pay Kryn a visit but Valentine? Something happened there. Some exchange happened. And I don't think Kryn's dead.
But you think Valentine is?
I know he is. Because when y'all got to the arena that day, I went down to the stage and I watched it happen.
You saw what we thought was Kryn. Did he transform back into Valentine?
No, there was no transformation.
But then how...
Kryn, the body of Kryn died. When Hostis, when he took the stage, he said, "I, Hostis Stonespear, declare..." He said, you know, whatever, "I declare you guilty."
Yeah.
"Do you have any last words?" Kryn said, "Dad, don't." If there's not some kind of exchange, because I saw something happen in the dungeon that night. There's not some kind of exchange, why is Kryn saying, "Dad, don't"? And you can tell he's a little worked up about it.
Just hold on. Even if it is the most minute detail, what in the dungeon did you see? Because I've accused one of the princes of things before. And I was lucky to walk away then.
What I saw was Valentine. So, you guys all got back. The name was invoked, whatever. Corandric's day was going to happen. You guys are all back eating before you went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine and Hostis stepped out of the room to go talk to go see Eric. You remember that?
Yeah.
So I followed. I thought, somebody needs to have eyes on this. So I followed. And when I did, Hostis went in the room, and Valentine said, I can't go in there yet. I'm not ready to see him." And when Hostis went in, Valentine, he went another way.
Right.
He looked like he was going back to his room, but then there was a painting on the wall, and he disappeared. So I follow him down the corridor. He makes his way down into the dungeon. And there's Kryn, his hands cut off, and he's quiet in the cell. And Valentine as I'm following, he keeps repeating that same phrase that Eric said.
Hollow eyes for the hollowed sun.
Hollow eyes for the hollow sun. Hollow eyes for the hollow sun.
Have you ever heard that before?
No. No, that was the first time I'd ever heard it. Well, outside of being in the room with you guys. But so he's chanting, almost, is what it felt like. Hollow eyes for the hollow sun.
Did it seem like his actions were his own? Or did it seem like he was a trance, like he was following orders? Did it seem like him?
He seemed driven to do the thing, to do something, to complete a task.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't quite feel like it was of his own volition.
So he gets to the dungeon, gets to Kryn. He's repeating this. Then what happened?
Kryn says something. I didn't hear what he said. I don't know what he said at all. But something, I know Kryn said something to him.
Did you see Kryn's mouth move? I know you, did you see it happen? Was Kryn facing you?
Yeah, he was.
I'm going to try something, and I don't know if it will work, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Okay.
I need you to, as vividly as you can remember that moment, you remember it like you are seeing it for the first time in your mind.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to try to cast Detect Thoughts on him as he remembers this.
Okay. What did you ask, Brelin?
I asked him to, as vividly as he possibly can, to recite, like, see that memory again in his head, like he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts.
Okay.
And try to read Kryn's lips. Because I can do that.
Yep.
Through the memory.
Okay.
And I'm going to press, do whatever I need to.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell him, and be like, I'm going to try something and I need you to just let it happen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm an open book. So, the spell takes effect. And you see Kryn on his knees. And you see Valentine standing at the dungeon door, the cell door. You're kind of looking in from the side, but you can see his mouth. You don't hear. I'm gonna say for the sake of this, you don't hear sound.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you do read his lips.
Okay.
He says, "I have not, but give all away. I'm in the wind, and I will rage. I'm in the light, and I will not die in darkness. Hollow is he, hollow is he, but we shall be filled. The sun will rise in his father's place, and hollow shall he be. Eyes on me, eyes on me. You've missed the ticking clock, the reality that spins in front of your blinding eyes. Hollow eyes for the hollow sun, hollow eyes for the hollow sun, hollow eyes for the hollow sun." And so, here's what you see. So when Kryn says this, his back arches, and so does Valentine's. His mouth opens, and there's this like pull of light that comes out of his mouth, out of both their mouths, and they pass each other. Their backs unarch, and the body of Kryn in the cell goes limp. And you turn and you look at Valentine, and you can read his lips too. And you watch him say, "Fare thee well, Valentine Stone Spear. Thank you for dying in my place. And Valentine, the body of Valentine, will turn and walk out of the dungeon. Your detect thoughts ends there.
I'm just kind of staring. You said that Aperion is in league with Eric. How?
He and Eric are on the same level.
What do you mean, they he work, and Eric? How do you know they work together? How?
What I stumbled on was a meeting. It was Eric and Kryn and Aperion and this halfling woman named Matilda. There was this other one, Kjartan. He was... I heard Barbarian.
Kjartan, you said?
They were all in league together about something.
Kryn, Eric, Kjartan, Matilda, Aperion?
Mm-hmm. Aperion.
Okay.
So Kryn's the top.
Yeah. Okay.
Eric and Aperion are right below him.
You overheard this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they killed you?
Well, yes, kind of. I know you know what a simulacrum is.
I do.
It's the same thing that happened to Brelin, happened to me. Not, I don't know Airdir. I've heard the name from him. But no. Bell. The Dindal guy. His,
yes.
I went to him because Bell was our protector. Hmm. And I knew that.
Hmm.
Were you like, I'm not trying to blame this on you, but you like, you knew he was our protector and you didn't want anything to do with him, but I did. And so I went to him behind your back. I'm sorry. But I went and I asked him, I told him I was in trouble. He said, I think I can help. Give me a few weeks. So I gave him a few weeks. I didn't tell him what had happened. So when I came back, he said, okay, I need every detail if I'm going to help you. And he introduced me to Loki.
I'm sorry.
Just hold on. Wait. I know you hate him. I know you do. Loki is not the bad guy here.
I'm sorry. Brakesh, I have listened to a lot over the last, I don't know, 10 minutes, but of all the things you have just said to me, that is what you want me to believe?
No. No. To me, he was not the bad guy. I'm really not dead. I'm hiding here. Brelin and I are going to burn for what we've put you through. But yes, they found out that I had eavesdropped on the meeting. And they were coming for me. It was Iperian's men. It was sloppy.
I noticed.
Bell didn't have a lot of time. He did what he could. I know you hate me. It's fine.
You don't know what I'm feeling right now, Brakesh.
You should hate me.
And you don't get to tell me how to feel either.
Okay. Every decision I made was to try to keep you safe. misguided as I am, and I am, it's the decision I made. And I have to live with it if you hate me at the end of this. I wasn't trying to abandon you. I know the hell you put yourself through for us.
You should have told me.
I had hours. You were gone. I found out my name was on the chopping block. My head was not my name. My head was on the chopping block. It was all I could do to get there. It was all I could do to get to Belle and put what we had planned in play. I couldn't implicate you. They weren't gonna stop with me. They were gonna put your head on a spike.
And you think they haven't tried?
I know they've tried. I've been there through all of it.
Is it all Valentine and Crinsay?
Yes.
Is there anything else I should know about this meeting?
Just that the plan. So, well, you know that Valentine was kidnapped as a kid.
I do.
What they did is they brainwashed him. And the Hollow Eyes thing was the trigger to snap him back out of it. Snap him into it. Eric's was all fake. That's what they were talking about. Was that Eric would fake being kidnapped at some point. It would bring Valentine home. But then Valentine came home early. And I don't know. I guess things got messy. And then you got involved. It's all a mess. But the bottom line is that the one in succession for the throne now
is Kryn.
It's Kryn.
And I just kind of drag my hands down my face. Is that everything?
Mm-hmm.
I need to go tell the others.
Am I going to see you again?
I don't know.
Okay.
For your sake, in the near future, you don't want to. And I give him probably the nastiest glare I've ever given him.
I deserve that. I deserve worse. You raised us. You know that?
Not a good idea. Now I'm going to start climbing down.
We would do anything for you.
Maybe next time all I wanted you to do was live. And as soon as I get to the bottom, I'm going to end it. Because okay. I can, with an action, I can end it.
Okay.
And I'm at the bottom of the mast now.
You're at the bottom of the mast. They're all still on deck.
Yeah. And the second it's done, I drop to my knees and I scream. Like the angriest, blood-curling, just loud scream.
Galen's head whips around. His maul appears in his hand and he is booking it towards Bracken.
And I drop, just like, head down to the mast, just like, heavy breathing.
Okay.
Do I hear it down below?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There is nobody on this boat, hardly anyone on this boat anymore, and it is dead quiet.
Slowly.
Yeah, you hobble upstairs.
Walk my way upstairs.
I run as well.
When I ascertain that there is no immediate visible threat, I drop them all and just, I will gather them in my arms.
You okay. Do that, and Bracken starts, like, flailing, like, up, like,
yeah.
Kind of not, like, processing where they are. Like, I look a little bit like a wild animal, and I kind of go to grab a dagger.
Bracken, it's me.
Don't touch me right now.
All right.
Last I know.
I use Misty Step and get there a little sooner.
Nice. I'm like... A proper use of Misty Step for once.
What is going on?
I wait till Dindal's up top.
Dindal.
Yeah, you get there.
Dindal gave me a gift.
And Dindal's face goes from like happy, and like, what happened? Into like...
And at first, that's what it was. He gave me something where I could go to the ethereal plane and super cash. And I did. Oh, God. It's all so messy now. Dindal, I'm so sorry.
What do you mean?
Body that the king killed the day of the execution was the body of Kryn. But his mind was not.
What?
Something happened. Bakesh saw it. Don't know what magic he used, but Kryn used some magic to swap his mind with Valentine's, and Valentine is the one that died that day. Not Kryn. Kryn is currently living inside Valentine's body. And Eric knows.
No.
There was a meeting that Rakesh saw before he died. It's the reason he died. With Kryn and Hyperion and a woman named Matilda and a man named Kjartan. I don't like that, but I take it you know him.
Oh, yeah. Good old Uncle Kjart.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, he's been... he's the leader of one of the Thanes, and he has been causing issues for quite some time now.
Well, now we know why.
Yeah.
Kryn is in charge of all of it. Blackwatch, Ravensguard, probably Marajon. Hyperion is his second. And then, the icing on this lovely, lovely cake that my brother gave me. According to him, Loki isn't the bad guy. My brother, the day he died, went to our mutual friend Belrose and asked for help. Belrose introduced him to Loki. According to Rakesh, Loki is not a villain to him. Kryn said something to Valentine before their minds were swapped. And I don't remember what it was, but I repeat it back. I don't know what that means anymore. We had talked about potentially Heimdall because of his eyes, but I don't know anymore.
How can
I? This is all much messier than we thought it was. And now, the next in line for the throne is Kryn.
What do we do? What do we do?
Dindal, I want you to make an intelligence check.
Disadvantage still, right?
Yes. Yeah. But you also have...
You have so many inspirations. Use them.
I rolled a 1 and a 2.
Reroll. Inspiration.
Oh my gosh.
That inspiration.
You have like 3 inspirations.
Holy goodness.
All right. What was that? Intelligence?
Yeah.
15.
Oh my god.
So you have not told anyone about the king's offer to succeed. If you choose to reveal that, you can.
I don't think that's not where my mind was. Dindel is thinking, I need to go back. I need to talk to the king. I have to go right now. Well, I start like hobbling towards the edge.
I grab his shoulder.
Can I try and pull away? Disadvantage?
Make a contested strength?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, no!
It's 14.
A 2 and a 4. Jeez Louise. Yeah. I'm burning all these dice.
Yeah.
Good.
Bracken holds you in place.
Listen.
Wait.
With your permission, Cather, I want to do something really stupid.
Oh, God. What?
I don't know if this is going to work. But I'm going to put my hand over where my necklace is.
Okay.
Loki, we need a word.
What are you doing?
And before anything else can happen... Loki appears. You rang. I'm all ears. I've been waiting for you to figure this out. What did I tell you? I'm not the bad guy here.
Yes.
I'm here to
and
help.
And I'm supposed to believe you after everything you've put me through? The only reason you are here right now and we are having a civilized conversation is because my brother seems to have faith in you. That is not a faith I share. Unfortunately, you might be the only person who knows what's going on right now that can help us.
Then how can I help?
Valentine's dead, isn't he?
Yes.
Eric knows.
Yes.
Do the kings know? Are they aware of everything that's happening?
Hostus? No.
His brother?
Yeah, Helmir knows. He's in on it.
No!
I know.
How do you think the Marajan... got on their trail.
We got on our trail? Is that what he said?
Yeah. You left the tower. You left the tower and he sprung the trap.
Mm-hmm. Why not tell me this from the beginning? Why not the second you gave me this? Why lie? Why this mask?
Bracken, I gave you the thing you wanted, magic, to try to help to get your brothers back.
You knew what Brakesh was the whole time. Yes. You lied so many times. You told me he was lost and you couldn't find him.
I'm sorry. He's safe. He's alive.
My hand is just like inching closer to a dagger.
I gave you the means to get what you wanted.
How do we stop this?
He relaxes. It's, you know when a snake coils to mm-hmm. strike? Mm-hmm. It's that relaxing. He's relaxing out of that. He looks at Dainal. See, you've lost the dagger. It's okay. I'm not going to force it on you again. But do they know the offer the king made?
What offer?
And Dainal kind of realizes. Oh. And at first he was kind of like shaking, like almost like angry, and then he kind of like his hands kind of drop. The king forgot about it, honestly. He made me an offer. He said he wanted me to be the heir. He said Valentine wasn't the man for the job and Eric was unfit to lead. Somehow he thought I was.
Was this Hostis?
Yes, this was Hostis. Sorry, that's Jordan as the DM. Yes, yeah. It was Hostis.
Yeah. As I said, I forgot about it almost. I'm not gonna be king. Like, you guys know me.
You're a better option than Kryn. In my opinion, you're a better option than a lot of people that have been in charge. I'd take you over Hostis. No offense.
So Valentine's gone?
Yeah.
Was he part of it? Was he just a pawn?
He was a pawn.
I kind of pull Dindal into like a side hug.
He'd been manipulated since he was a child.
Why does everything we touch turn to ash?
It's not just you. It's mortals. We do it too.
So that pronoun there. We. Referring to mortals.
Yes, I'm mortal. Yeah.
The instant I hear that.
I was gonna say.
Oh no.
It's same, honestly.
I cast Narstal's fire on him.
Oh my.
I was going to say, I chuck a dagger at his chest.
Okay. So we're going to pause there. And that is where we will pick up in June. With that, we will end this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.